tell me where it was that made it to number 2 on the Billboard charts. It was kept out of number 1 by Wild Thing, by The Drugs. So there you go.
I hope you are enjoying today's show. Got some Novocaine issues going on, but I'm getting better right now. Hey, big thanks to Justine from Justine and the Unclean for sending in a set. Reached out to her the other day. Said, hey, you got any requests? Would you like to do a set of songs? It helps kind of because time's tight for me with trying to get the show in. And she was grateful enough to give me 5 songs from a bunch of bands. And it's going to be good. Whistle Stop Rock. Yeah, try saying that with your lips all numb. But thank you to her for sending that. Make sure you check out the Whistle Stop Rock artists as well as the Rumbar artists on Bandcamp. So let me get back to some music here. I'm Chris. This is Strike the Box. Oh, I got a station ID to do here, too. Hey, Nick, how about you do the ID for me?
Hey, this is Nick Z from the 4019s, and you're listening to Strike the Box with Chris on WMFO in Medford, the best freeform radio around.
If you let love in, love will win.
Take my purse. If ever thou wilt thrive, bury my body. And give the letters which thou find'st about me to Edmund, Earl of Gloucester. Seek him out upon the British party. Oh, untimely death.
I know thee well. A serviceable villain, as duteous to the vices of thy mistress as badness would desire.
What? Is he dead?
Sit you down, father. Rest you.
I am he as you are, he as you are. Younger, just a bad little kid. My mama noticed funny things I did, like shooting puppies with a BB gun. I'd poison guppies, and when I was done, I'd find a pussycat bashing its head. That's when my mama said,
"What did she say?"
She said, "My boy, I think someday you'll find a way to make your natural tendencies pay. You'll be a dentist. You have a talent for causing things.
Hey, hey.
Some be a dentist. People will pay you to be inhumane. Your temperament's wrong for the priesthood, and teaching would suit you still less. Some be a dentist. You'll be a success."
Oh, no.
that hurts. Wait, I'm not numb.
Yeah, shut up. Open wide. Here I come.
I am your dentist, and I enjoy the career that I picked. I'm your dentist, and I get off on the pain I inflict. I drill when I drill a bicuspid. It's swell, though they tell me I'm maladjusted. And though it may cause my patients distress, somewhere in heaven above me, I know that my mom is proud of me.
Oh, mama.
Cause I'm a dentist and a sick soul. Say ah.
Ah.
Say ah.
Not tonight, I do.
use change contour. I just can't take your being unsure. I say every night a new surprise. Every night you're seeing other guys. Every night my tears in my eyes. Every night a new surprise. Before last, you said that it's the end. Well, since that night, you changed your mind again. If you can't decide if I'm your man, you have whims that I can't understand. I said every night, a new surprise. Every night, you're seeing other guys. Every night, my tears in my eyes. Every night, a new surprise, yeah.
Finishing up that set is some Mal Thursday with Neil Ford and the Frantics with their 2019 song, Every Night a New Surprise. And yes, seems like every night lately there is some type of new surprise. Could be a horrible surprise the way things are going these days, but what can you say, what can you do? But we started off with the Nick Z and the 4019s with Let Love In. Definitely, let's all let love in. From their Good Fortune LP from 2017, which you can get on Bandcamp. Type in the 4019s. Some Beatles with I Am the Walrus. And right before the song, we had a little bit of King Lear that was recorded by John Lennon back in 67 off of an AM radio. He was fiddling around with the dial and listening to the BBC and started hearing that, and eventually he incorporated it into the end of the song. A little rock and roll history for you. But if you've been listening to the show, you know I've played both of those back to back in the past. Thanks to my niece Kimberly, who I was texting earlier, telling her about my fillings, and she was laughing, so she told me that they'd have to play some Dentist by Steve Martin from the Little Shop of Horrors musical. I actually remember watching the original movie of that back in California. It was like after midnight, and I was watching that. I think it was like 11 years old, going, this is weird. Anyways, that was from 1986. Some Split Enz with I Got You. I don't know, it just popped into my head during the week and figured that was a good follow-up with the dentist. As mean as that dentist was. Thankfully, my dentist is not that mean. She's very nice. Just loaded me up with some Novocaine. Didn't feel any pain, but fortunately I'm no longer drooling all over myself. We're running out of time, so we got a couple more sets to go here. I'm Chris, this is Strike the Box. Please check out the Strike the Box radio show group and page on Facebook. Leave me a message. Hopefully you're enjoying the show. If you are, let me know. All right, back to the music, Chris.
street so fancy free. Nobody you meet could ever see the loneliness there
inside you.
Hey there, Georgie girl, why do all the boys just pass you by? Could it be you just don't try, or is it the clothes you wear?
You're always window shopping, but never stopping to buy.
So shed those dowdy feathers and fly
a little bit.
Hey there, Georgie girl, there's another Georgie deep inside. Bring out all the love you hide, and oh, what a change that'd be. The world would see a new Georgie girl. Life is a reality, you can't always run away.
Don't be so scared of changing and rearranging yourself.
It's time for jumping down from the shell
a little bit.
Hey there, Georgie girl, there's another Georgie deep inside. Bring out all the love you hide, and oh, what a change there'd be. The world would see
a new Georgie girl.
Hey there, Georgie.
Wake
girl.
Up, Georgie girl.
Hey there, Georgie.
Come
girl.
On, Georgie girl.
Hey there, Georgie.
Wake
girl.
Up, Georgie girl.
Little girl, your daddy. Any time you got nothing to do, lots of time to do it, come up.
Typical Girls, The Slits, from the album Cut, where their boobies are hanging out, from 1979, off of Island Records, with Ari Epp on vocals, who sadly passed away back in 2010. But I remember the first time I saw The Slits was on, I want to say the punk rock movie, I think, from England, just watching them going, wow, what's this all about? And then I got like a cassette, remember those cassettes? I got a cassette of theirs, when I was in the Navy, and it's like some radio hour in BBC, and just played it over and over and over and over, till I finally found the CD cut. We started things off though with the Atlantics. You remember the Atlantics from Boston? Don't get them confused with the Atlantics from Australia. But they had a big hit around here back in 1980 with Lonely Heart. And I know I've played this on the show. Hopefully, like, not like the last show. But I played it recently because as I was writing this stuff down, I said, you know what? I remember there's a video on YouTube of this live that sounded pretty good. Yep. I'm losing my mind. The Seekers with the Georgie Girl. That was recorded for the movie Georgie Girl that starred Lynn Redgrave, a very young Lynn Redgrave. I remember seeing the movie once, like back in the 80s, I think. I don't even know if you can on-demand it or anything these days. I do have the old Capitol 45 of Georgie Girl by The Seekers. And we followed that up with an answer song from the Lemon Drop Gang called Georgie. I got it on Rumbar Records, but I've also noticed that it's on Bandcamp. It was released back in 2016 off of their I'm Not the One LP. And if I'm reading this correctly, the Lemon Drop Gang is from Tucson, Arizona, where I think my niece Kimberly is living right now. Or I know Arizona. Is it Tucson? Maybe. I'm not 100% sure. The Girls with Chico's Girl from 1965. Song written by Barry Mann and Cynthia Well. I know I played that a couple times on the show, but that was kind of like a girl set that I was doing there with the Slits, the Girls, Seekers. Atlantix was Lonely Heart, boy band, but gotta mix it up sometimes. All right, I'm getting to the last set here. Hopefully you are enjoying today's show. I am Chris. The Novocaine has worn off. I'm no longer drooling on myself as I'm talking. That's a good thing, I guess. Let's get back to the music. Here at WMFO Memphis 91.5 FM on the World Wide Web at WMFO.org.
Ranger Station, Ranger speaking.
Yeah, hi. I'd like to report a bear sighting.
Location?
My backyard.
Oh, your backyard. Try telling a bear that.
I did, and this bear talked back.
Talking bear, that's rich.
No, wait, it was Smokey Bear.
Smokey?
Why didn't you say so?
I did say so.
Continue.
I was burning yard waste.
No, boy.
He told me to burn legally and responsibly, and to remember that if it's too hot to touch, it's too hot to leave.
And as always, he's right. You know, 9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans. That means 9 out of 10 wildfires can be prevented.
Yeah, I know that now.
Thanks to me.
Actually, thanks to Smokey.
As usual, the talking bear gets all the credit. Always burn responsibly and contact your local fire department for open burning regulations. Because 9 out of 10 wildfires can be prevented. Brought to you by Smokey Bear, the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
and telephone numbers and all. Keep my little rock and roll. But this asking soul, baby, she's my little rock and roll, yeah. Got a shotgun shoulder. She's my little rock and roll. She got a fancy now, baby. She's my little rock and roll, baby. Ah, the little bitch got soul. My little rock and roll. Ah, oh, time to go. Be my little rock and roll. Yeah. Oh, she's my little rock and roll. Ah, so honey, she's my little rock and roll, baby. Ah,
well, that's a quick two-set song today. We just finished up with some Rolling Stones with Little TNA off the Tattoo You LP from 1981, which I bought back in 1982, I think. And some Devo, Gut Feeling Slap Your Mammy, off their Are We Not Men, We Are Devo LP from 1978, Warner Brothers. I have two more things I want to play here. I was on the Mass Pike today, so I started thinking about some Jonathan Richman. So that's giving you a big hint of what's coming up next. And we just had an election, at least the primary. So it's been in the back of my mind, this little Monty Python sketch that I keep wanting to play. Time's tight here, so I want to get it in. Hey, thanks everybody for tuning in this week. Thank you so much to Justine of Justine and the Unclean, who filled in for a set there. Thank you again. We may have her back again at some point. We'll be back in 2 weeks, hopefully. I still have not heard anything from the student body on what is going on with the radio station and community members and shows. So hopefully just keep checking out the Strike the Box group and page, Facebook, and I will try and keep you up to date. All right, that's it. I'm Chris. This is Strike the Box here at WMFO MF at 91.5 FM on the World Wide Web at WMFO.org. I'm out of here. Take care, everybody. Bye-bye.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Run, runner, run, runner. Going faster, miles an hour. Gonna drive past the stop and shop with the radio on. I'm in love with Massachusetts. Cold outside, and the highway when it's late at night. Got the radio on, I'm like a roadrunner.
There's great excitement here at the moment, as we should be getting the first result through any moment now. We don't know where it'll be from. It might be from Leicester or from Luton. The polling's been quite heavy in both areas. Oh, wait a moment. I'm just getting a loud buzzing noise in my left ear. Excuse me, man. Straight over to James Gilbert at Leicester.
Well, it's a straight fight here at Leicester. On the left of the returning officer, you can see Arthur Smith, the sensible candidate, and his agent. And on the other side is the silly candidate, Jethro Walrus Titty, with his agent and his wife.
Here is the result for Leicester. Arthur J. Smith.
Sensible party.
30,612. Jethro Q. Walrus Titty.
Silly party.
32,108.
Well, there's the first result, and the silly party have held Leicester. What do you make of that, Norman?
Well, this is largely as I predicted, except that the silly party won. I think this is mainly due to the number of votes cast. Gerald.
Well, there's a swing here to the silly party, but how big a swing, I'm not going to tell you.
Well, if I may, I think the interesting thing here is the big swing to the silly party, and of course, the very large swing back to the sensible party, had a tendency to wobble up and down in the middle because the screw's loose.
I'm afraid I can't think of anything.
I can't add anything to that. Colin!
I just butt in at this point and say this is, in fact, the very first time I've ever appeared on television.
No, we haven't time because we're going straight over to Luton.
Here at Luton, it's a three-cornered fight between Alan Jones, sensible party, in the middle, Tarquin, Fim, Tim, Lim, Bim, Wim, Bim, Lim, Bus Stop, Fatang, Fatang, Ole, Biscuit Barrel, silly party, and Kevin Phillips, Bong, the slightly silly candidate.
Alan Jones.
On the left, sensible party.
9,112. Kevin Phillips, Bong.
On the right, slightly silly.
Naught. Tarquin, Fim, Tim, Lim, Bim, Wim, Bim, Limber, Stop, for tang, Ole, Biscuit Barrel.
Silly.
12,441.
And so the silly party has taken Luton.
Again for the silly party at Luton, the first gain of the election. Norman.
Well, this is a highly significant result. Luton, normally a very sensible constituency with a high proportion of people who aren't a bit silly, has gone completely gaga.
Do we have the swing at Luton?
Well, I've worked out the swing, but it's a secret.
There isn't the swing. How about the swan?
Well, I've got the swan here in this box, and it's looking fine. I can see through the breathing holes that it's eating up peanuts at a rate of knots.
And how about the swing?
Well, it's 29% up over 600 feet, but it's a little bit soft around the edges about...
What do you make of the nylon dot cardigan and plastic mule rest?
There's no such thing!
Thank you, Spike.
Can I just come in here and say that the swan has choked itself to death?
Well, the election's really beginning to hot up now.
I can't add anything to that.
Can I just say at this point, this is in fact the second time I've ever appeared on television?
I'm sorry, Sasha, we're just about to get another result.
Oh, from Harpenden. Now, this is a key seat because in addition to the official silly candidate, there is an independent, very silly candidate who may split the silly vote.
Mr. Elsie...
silly?
26,317. James Walker.
Sensible.
26,380.
That was close.
Malcolm, Peter, Brian, Telescope, Adrian, Umbrella Stand, Jasper, Wednesday, Stoat Gobbler, John, Raw Vegetable, Arthur, Norman, Michael, Featherstone, Smith, Northcott, Edwards, Harris, Mason, Frampton, Jones, Fruit Bat, Gilbert, will keep a witch on me. Williams, if I could walk that way, Jenkins. Tiger Draws, Pratt, Thompson, raindrops keep falling on my head. Darcy, Carter, Pussycat, don't sleep in the subway. Barton, Mannering, Smith.
Very silly. Good. A sensible gain here at Driffield.
Norbert.
Well, I've just heard from Luton that my aunt is ill. Possibly gastroenteritis, Gerald.
Well, if this were repeated over the whole country, it'd probably be very messy. Colin.
Can I just butt in and say here that it's probably the last time I shall ever appear on television?
No, I'm afraid you can't. We haven't got time. Just to bring you up to date with a few results that you may have missed, Engelbert Humperdinck has taken Barrow in Furness. That's a game from Anne Hayden-Jones and her husband, Pip. Arthur Negus has held Bristol's. That's not a result. That's a bit of gossip. And Mary Whitehouse has just taken umbrage. Could be a bit of trouble there. Apparently, Wales is not swinging at all. No surprise there. And Monty Python has held the credits.
Right now, I want to make sure I have the right number myself. Here is community audition number 4.
La 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 la